Well, welcome back, everyone. I am very pleased that a very good friend is joining us right now, and that is Trevor Lauer, who serves as the vice chair and group president for DTE Energy. When Lisa and I moved here 15 years ago, Trevor and his lovely wife, Kelly, were one of the first people that welcomed us here, and they've been dear friends ever since. Trevor, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with the Focus Show.
Hey, Sandy, I'm glad to, and congratulations on the new job you got today.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the paycheck, but I think based on the paycheck I get for this, Trevor, I'm earning every penny that I get.
Yeah, I think you are today, and especially when you're interviewing me, but I'm happy to jump on.
Well, listen, you run one of the most important businesses in society today. You literally are the ones that keep our lights on. And I want to congratulate DTE Energy because you've made tremendous strides in the resiliency and the reliability of the power that we all rely on and enjoy. How has DTE done that? How have you made such great strides in keeping the reliability up?
Yeah, well, thanks, Sandy. So, you know, first it's with our people, and, you know, nothing happens without great employees. So I gotta recognize the team here at DTE that does the work day in and day out. But then a lot of it is investment, right? I mean, we're investing heavily in the grid, and people know that, but our customers had a really bad experience in the summer of 2021 when we had a lot of tornadoes. And then in 2023, we had an ice storm. Like, these things normally don't happen. But in 2024, we improved reliability by 70%, and we've improved it by another 70%. And I know our customers are feeling it out there, but it's a lot of hard work that our customers are doing, and it's a lot of maintenance on the system. It's a lot of new wire. So, you know, just a lot of investment and a lot of hard work by our team.
Yeah, and I know this, you know, obviously, because, you know, we're so close. When, you know, when there's an issue with the power, you hear the complaints. But when the power is on like it should be, you never hear the compliments. So you're going to hear the compliment from me. I've just been so impressed with what you guys have done. But switching gears just a bit, you know, you talk about the increased demand for energy, you know, data centers, the electrification of, well, everything. How do you make these investments when your rates are controlled by a public utility commission and, you know, the money just doesn't fall from the sky? How do you make those kinds of balancing decisions because you only have so much money to work with?
Right. So, you know, Sandy, I'm going to unpack your question and really answer two things here. So we're fortunate here. Legislature passed a clean energy law, and I know not everybody agrees with it, but it really lays out the pathway for utilities like DTE and the other players in the state of Michigan on how we make these investments. So there's a series of proceedings we have where we have to get and documents to say how we'll meet these requirements. And we also have to lay out the cost profile of all of those. Ultimately, though, we go back through electric rate cases. And we go back and we talk about the investments we're making, and we ask the commission to approve rate increases. Now, on the surface, that may sound really bad, but the second piece of what I have to say is since 2021, DTE's absolute rate has only gone up by 3%. So our bills to customers have gone up by 3% since 2021, and it's one of the lowest in the country. I'm really proud of what we're doing on cost control here at DTE.
And what is the forecast for the increase in energy demand, you know, based on, you know, again, I mentioned, you know, data centers are a big draw,
right.
But there's so many other things that we're using these days that take power. What's the forecast over the next 5, 10, 20 years?
Yeah, if you look at Southeast Michigan, leaving data centers out, and I'll come back to data centers, our forecast has continued to grow about 2%, but then we have programs where we help customers reduce energy, what's called energy waste reduction, and essentially we wipe out that 2% of growth every year by helping customers through more efficient ways to use power to reduce their bills. Then you bring in data centers, which you mentioned, and these are huge customers that are starting to come, and they're starting to come all around the country to build these mega data centers, which use the same amount of power as a single power plant produces. If and when they come to Southeast Michigan, because I believe they will come here and we'll have some of them enter our system, we'll start to see load growth that we haven't seen since we introduced air conditioning in the United States back in the 70s and 80s.
Wow. Okay, that's that definitely puts it in perspective. And kind of sticking on, this demand for energy. I know that DTE has been a leader in helping with the electrification of the vehicle fleet. Now, that is obviously a hot political topic right now, but the globe is moving slowly but surely towards greater electrification of the vehicle fleet. What are you seeing in DTE for the demand for things like home chargers or more charging stations? How is DTE engaged in that?
Yeah, it has just skyrocketed in the first half of 2025. As the incentives at the federal government are going away, we saw a real rush. But every year, the percentage of vehicles being sold that are electric in our service territory, and then the charging infrastructure, which we do what's called make ready, Sandy, where we pull the infrastructure up to the charger. But we have third parties that own the chargers. That's not a business that we're in. But even that has taken off dramatically to where we're doing so many more residential chargers, level 3 chargers where you're doing high charging, a fast charging. And now we're starting to work with the city of Detroit. The mayor is just doing a great job putting some of this charging in the city of Detroit also right now. So I think the electric vehicle market's going to continue to move. The incentives have gone, but the cost of the vehicles are coming down. We see great products being made by our hometown manufacturers. And then, the foreign manufacturers are also just making great electrified vehicles.
Yeah, the explosion in choice for the consumer on the electric vehicle front has just been incredible. And I'm one of those people, Trevor. Lisa and I rushed to get in, get an EV right before the credits expired. So we're part of that demand on DTE's load.
Well, that's great. I checked your bill before I got on the phone today, Sandy, just to make sure you were current, and you are, so that's great.
Well, and that's good news because that's not always the case. Trevor, DTE being such a major and influential business, one of the things that I don't think people think about is how you help small businesses do business with DTE. Can you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, one of the programs we're really proud of is what we call the Michigan Business Connect. Last year, we invested $3.3 billion of our supply chain. So think about $5 billion total that we invest yearly in Michigan businesses. In particular, Sandy, we work out with small businesses, minority businesses, City of Detroit businesses. We've established goals where we work with them, and we're not willing to sacrifice cost or quality. But a lot of times it's just introducing them into the supply chain, the types of things we do, and we can match up their skill sets with the needs we have and make these businesses start to not only be successful with DTE, but then they can take it to Ohio, Wisconsin, and the other states. So it's a program that we're really proud of and one that we're going to continue to work on.
Well, Trevor Lauer, thank you for your leadership. Again, I just thank Tina Friis-Decker for being on our executive committee. You've been on our executive committee, I think, even before I got there. So thank you for that. But also thanks to DTE for being such a great community leader, partner, friend, to this entire Detroit region. Trevor Lauer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a great day.
All right. That was Trevor Lauer with DTE Energy. We're going to take a break and come back with Rachel Stewart from Gardner White.